Stock, this is trading on Edward Duquette. D-U-Q-E. I'm sorry, D-U-Q-U-E-T-T-E, Duquette. Edward, E-D-W-A-R-D, Edward Duquette. D-U-Q-U-E-T-T-E, Duquette. There was 8746. There was 6925. Please make copy for David Weinrich. W-E-I-N-R-E-I-C-H. W-E-I-N-R-E-I-C-H. Next paragraph. Dear David, thank you for sending Edward Duquette for primary evaluation. Next. History personnel. This is a 78-year-old male who has had a history of chronic cough, wheezing, and nasal allergies. Has previously been treated for asthma and hay fever. The patient has no significant chest pains, but he has some shortness of breath with activity. And has used an albuterol inhaler as needed, period. His chest x-ray done in June of 24 showed no acute cardiopulmonary disease. The patient had a pulmonary function study done in January of 23, which showed normal values, and the lung volumes were normal, as well as the diffusing capacity. Next paragraph, past history of the patient's past history has included history for asthma and history for allergic rhinitis. He has been evaluated by the allergist at a young age and apparently had been on allergy shots for a brief period of time. I was treated for hay fever between 1956 and 66. The patient had recurrent bronchitis as a young man. And asthmatic attack since 1995. The patient had carpal tunnel repair of the right hand done in March of 24. He had several eye surgeries, including corneal transplant on the right, left eye surgery, and he has had an appendectomy, as well as hernia repairs of both inguinal areas, a tonsillectomy at a young age, and right hip replacement surgery. Next paragraph. allergies to sulfur, Combigan, and baclofen. Next, family history. Father died of heart disease and COPD. Mother died of brain hemorrhage. Next paragraph. Habits the patient denies. Significant smoking. But he had smoked marijuana for up to 4 years. Alcohol use occasional. Next, system review of the patient has had some weight loss and fatigue. He has cataracts and glaucoma. He had hoarseness and wheezing. He has coughing spells and shortness of breath. He has abdominal pains and heartburn. Denies black stools or diarrhea. Black stools, but has diarrhea. He also has urinary frequency and burning. And he has easy bruising. He has joint pains and muscle stiffness. He has no seizures, headaches, or memory loss, no skin rash, no itching. Next, physical exam. This averagely built elderly white male is alert, pale, but no acute distress. No clubbing cyanosis, peripheral edema, or lymphadenopathy. Blood pressure is 128/80. Pulse 75, respirations 20. Temperature 97.6. Weight is 167, saturation 97. HEND non-cephalic, pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, nasal mucosa edematous. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with occasional wheezes scattered in the upper lung fields. Heart, the arterioles are regular, S1 and S2, no murmur. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no megaly, bowel sounds active. Extremities. No edema or lesions, no capsulitis. Reflex of the 1 plus with no gross motor lesions. Cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin no lesions noted. Next paragraph. Impression number 1. Asthma with recurrent bronchitis. Number 2 is allergic rhinitis. And number 3 is atrial fibrillation. And number 4, history of hypertension. Number 5, hyperlipidemia. And next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to get a CT chest without contrast. Also advised to get a complete pulmonary function study. He will get a CBC and an IgE level and was placed on Ventil and HFA inhaler, 2 puffs, QID, PRN. A follow-up visit to be arranged in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for David Weinrich, W-E-I-N-R-E-I-C-H. David, M.D. Thank you.